Hang on. Good afternoon, Lorraine. Welcome to the Sideline View for the first time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Croquet. It's not the type of game a lot of people know a lot about. You've just explained a fair bit of it off air. It's a bit like the game of pool or billiards, isn't it?
Very much like that, except you play it with a mallet rather than a stick. You're playing it along the ground. So
the idea is, from what you're telling me off air, is to not allow your opponent to hit any of their balls through the hoop.
That's it. You've got to stop them one way or the other. And you use tactics. There's a lot of tactics involved in it. A lot of hitting off shots to make your ball go through. You can hit the ball a certain way and then you'll hit them away at the same time you might shoot through the hoop, which is what you always aim to do.
So at the end of your 13 hoops, it's obviously who's got the ball through the hoop the most has won the round, hasn't it?
Yes. The biggest score that you can actually have probably is, like when I say, if you're equal through the hoops, is a 6-7 score. So often, if you're playing on people against people who are equal to you, you'll often get to the 12th hoop and be 6-all, and then you've got the 13th hoop left to play. So yep. Whoever goes through that hoop it wins the actual game. So.
It would be. That's an intriguing game, isn't it? I didn't realise that the main idea is not to let your opponent hit it through the hoop, and you can actually knock them out of the road and use tactics. You have to be thinking on your feet the whole game.
You do. It's really a mind. You've played mind games with it, and you learn to. When you get up to it, say it's your shot, you can get up to the ball and you look around. You don't just look to see what the next ball is going to do. You look to see where if you're playing with a partner, what your partner's ball can do and what they can do to the ball that's going to go after you have your shot.
I'm with you.
The most important thing, to read the picture, the whole thing, and work on that.
So you're the president of the Mildura Croquet Club. Obviously, we've got other clubs around St Rage, and that makes a league up, no doubt. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, sadly, we only have one other club. Yep. And that's at Redcliffe at the moment. They're a good-sized club, but they're more a social club.
Yep.
We're actually holding a development day from the Victorian Croquet Association of putting on a development day here on the 25th and 26th of this month.
That's not far away yet.
They want to teach us competition skills, so the ones that don't go away. There's probably about three or four of us that do go away to different places like Swan Hill. My husband and I are going this Friday to Swan Hill, and I think there's actually eight other players also going. My husband and myself and our daughter actually have just come home from the South Australian Masters.
Okay. So there is an opportunity to travel if you want to travel and play.
It is. Many people actually hook up their caravan and go from one place to the other. You know, we'll get visitors from afar and they will say, oh, we're just going right along the Murray playing at every croquet court we can get.
Okay. So, well, it's obviously a very big participation sport right around Australia then. It's obviously still very strong.
It is very strong, yes, worldwide. And a lot of, we don't have so many young ones, but a lot of the other clubs have a lot of school students and young people in competition that they hold. I mean, so it's sort of coming up through the ranks. It's like all sports, you need to bring the young ones in to keep the sport going.
Well, I was going to say, Lawn Bowls went through that that period probably 15 years ago. They actually found some younger people and they came through the sport. It might be something you might have to set in place is trying to get a junior academy or something like that going around northwest Victoria to entice some younger people into it.
Yes, exactly. It's a come and try. We're actually going to have a come and try day on the 28th of May.
Yep.
We hope to be promoting that with Mallee Sports Assembly.
What, Lorraine, for a person like yourself, the best, have you got a social media page at the Mildura Croquet Club?
Not so much a social media page. We do have a Facebook page.
Yep, well, there you go. That would be the easiest way to make contact with you, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is. Or my phone number, I'm willing for anyone to ring me and ask any questions. Come along, I will take them down and run them through the game either on a club play day or on our own just to have a go. We have all the equipment. They don't need to buy equipment straight away. They only need to wear flat-soled shoes,
yep,
a hat and a water, and away we go.
So that there's no outlay of expense straight away. You can go and just try it and see if you like. That come and try day you got on the 28th is a great idea.
Well, I think it is. I think it should be very popular.
Rain, I'll put you on the spot a little bit. Do you know how far back the sport of croquet goes?
No, I don't. No, many ancient people used to play it. It used to be a lawn sport for a lot of the English people in there over in European countries.
Yeah.
They would all go out in the long grass and play.
That's
croquet.
Mildura
itself started in 1985.
Okay.
And many changes and many homes since then. We've been at Mansfield Reserve since about 95.
Yeah, that's...
94, actually.
Well, that's a guy. Actually, that was my research at how far back the sport of croquet went. It's centuries old now, and it's quite amazing the history to it. It goes back that far. I don't think records have actually kept that far back. So it's been around a long time.
Possibly not. Possibly not. But it has always been there.
Absolutely. Lorraine, it's been great to catch up with you this afternoon in the Sideline View. It won't be the last time we speak, neither. I'll touch base again after the 28th of May, and we'll see how that went for you.
That would be great. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Damien.
No, it's been great to have you on the program. We try and cover every sport here in St. Rasia, and you know, croquet is a sport. It's been around in Mildura for a long time, and it's a bit sad you've only got one other club, but hopefully we can get some interest in and around it, and you never know, you might see another club pop up here in St. Rasia.
Well, we do. There was one at Mervyn, and that's folded, I'm not sure when, but that's probably 2010, something like that, I think. But there would be great opportunity to start one up over there. It's only a matter of getting people's interest, and we as a club would be only too happy to have other clubs set up in the area.
Yeah, no.
Wentworth is another place we should look at as well.
Yep, no, it's a win-win for everyone. Lorraine, thanks for joining us this afternoon, and we'll definitely speak again after that May 28 date.
Great. All right, look forward to it.
See you, Lorraine.
Thank you.
Yep, you take care.
I will.